to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Welcome back to Withington on WKHM. We get set for Jackson High and Tecumseh. And we've got a big game tonight on K105.3. Western Panthers 5-1 and the Cardinals of Coldwater 5-1. That should be a beauty tonight on K105.3. Jackson High Band is on the field, and before we kick it off, let's enjoy from the stadium the Viking Marching Band and the National Anthem. Viking marching band under the tutelage of Joel Shaner for many years.
Yeah, and he's.
You won't find a better band.
And you are not going to find a better version of our national anthem than when those two kids, the lead trumpet players, step out in front of that band that's on the track here. Right at the 50-yard line, when those two kids step out for that solo, it brings chills up and down your spine. It's pretty good.
Outstanding. Here on homecoming night, big game for Jackson. Tom, you got to forget about the records and just play football here. Obviously, you're a heavy favorite, but you don't want to leave it up to next week.
No, there's an awful lot at stake. And next week, the kids know that they play Pinckney, and Pinckney's record is 5-1. Pinckney plays Dexter tonight. So the good thing is, Pinckney plays Dexter. They're going to expend an awful lot of energy because that's the battle for second place. Those two are in a two-way tie for second. So they're going to be kind of expended. Hopefully Jackson in front of their home. It's homecoming. And you never know. All week long they've had contests and dress-up days and this, that, and the other thing. And there aren't really a lot of people here tonight because of the weather. But it's a halfway decent crowd. Maybe they're still coming in when they realize the weather's going to be nice. But they know and we know that Tecumseh comes in with a 1-5 mark. Probably are going to have some struggles against the Vikes. But nonetheless, let's get out of here tonight and get that win and get qualified for the playoffs.
Tecumseh, a little kick that goes right out of bounds. They tried an onside kick, but it was, boy, the kicker. Let me see if we can. You can't believe the media guide that we have been shipped by Tecumseh. Clark Kent couldn't read this thing. It was Arbini, the kicker, and he just drilled it right out of bounds. There was no hope for a recovery. Now Jackson starts at the 45-yard line with Noah Bush, their fine quarterback, and Tom, what a performance we saw last week with Dorian Riley.
Well, right, and a lot of what Riley was able to do, 348 yards rushing on 38 carries and 7 rushing touchdowns, a lot of that was due to the fact that senior quarterback Noah Bush can run this offense. He's reading that at the line of scrimmage on this veer.
Here's Riley trying to get outside, 45, 50, 45 breaks the tackle down the sideline. And he's dragged out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That really could have been a horse collar, too.
I think it's supposed to be called a penalty. The Tecumseh player tackled Riley by the collar of his...
Kind of the back of his shoulder
pad. I think that's in the rule book.
20-yard line. So there on the first carry, 35 yards for Dorian Riley. Officially last week when they went through the tape, he ended up with 351 yards and the 7 touchdowns. And he is breaking tackles here. He's inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. He's 5'6", 190. And to say he's a fire plug would be an understatement.
He's physical. He bounces off defenders. He makes a lot of kids miss. His vision is absolutely outstanding.
And his cutting ability. Yeah. He's got speed.
And now he's out. He's in the wing to the right.
Noah Bush out of the short gun. Back to throw. Fires. Caught. 10-yard line. That'll be a first down. Vikings down to the 7.
That's a single digit. Jackson's uniforms aren't real. Matheson.
Austin Mathis?
Mathis. Number 3, Austin Mathis.
On the catch. Up front, Benoit Richards, Dale Dangler, Marcus Castruza, Jason Roy, Cyrus Starks. And Bush keeps it. He's down near the goal line. Oh, they're not going to give it to him. He fell right on the goal line. They're going to mark him just shy of the goal line, and Jackson's ready to score here after 1 minute. Again, as Tom mentioned, Lumen all over Harper Creek late in their game. They started at 4:30, 27-0 Lumen Christie. And Jackson's got the ball inside the 1 yard line. Bush keeps it, and he's easily into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Pretty wise move there by Jackson. Noah Bush went under center, took the direct snap from the center, and just snuck into the end zone. Don't risk the shotgun snap. Don't put it deep. Don't even risk the handoff. Get in the end zone. So 6-0 Jackson, 10:35 to go, first quarter.
Good job by the center, Marcus Castruva. The senior at 245 led the way. And an easy touchdown for the Vikes. And after 85 seconds, they are on top here, 6-0, and they go for 2. Almost every time, and they are this time. And Bush rolls, looks, he fires. Intercepted. Picked off, never got to the receiver. Mathis was doing a little kind of a slant in. And that ball went right to the defender. Don't know what Noah saw there. 6-0, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So the Vikings set to kick off with Matt Stachnik. There's a short little squib kick. That ball is loose. Jackson's got it. Vikings recover. We do have a flag thrown at the 50. That was a perfect squib kick by the Vikes. The flag, it looks like it's going to be against Tecumseh, and it's going to be Jackson football. That was perfect. And the problem is the Tecumseh receiving man over here tried to wait for the ball instead of trying to move up and grab it. And
it's tough, Greg. That ball can bounce any.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the officials are talking about it. Jackson thinks it's their ball.
And they bounce a lot less. They're actually more predictable here on the beautiful AstroTurf at Withington Stadium as opposed to, let's say, a lumpy grass field that Withington Stadium was 40 years ago when we were kids. 45 years ago, 50 years ago.
It was
muck.
It was lumpy.
It was muck. It was made for, you could have planted onions out here.
Officials still talking.
This is the 40th season of Withington Stadium. It opened in this field with the AstroTurf and the 9-lane track opened in 1980.
called a personal foul against Jackson. Maybe it was spearing, Tom?
I don't know.
The kid dove for the ball.
But it's after the possession.
What do you want him to do?
And all I know is this guy on this side missed that horse collar, because that is any of the opening of the shoulder pad can't be reached, and I believe it also goes for the jersey. He pulled Riley down by the collar.
No, it's just, they're going to re-kick, apparently. I don't know what they're. Nobody knows what they're doing. Tecumseh doesn't know what's going on. Jackson sent the defense out. Now they have, I think, the defense back out. Or the kicking team again, and they're going to re-kick.
Well, I thought first they sent the offensive team back out, thinking that it was post-possession foul, and they would have the ball. Can't tell you what happened there. I didn't see the official signal on it either, and it's a clumsy start for the referees. 10:33 to go in the first quarter. Jackson 6, Tecumseh nothing.
So Jackson, after the penalty, kicks from the 35, and they punch one down a little deeper. And a big hit, 33-yard line on the run back. Dale Dangler was there. And 35, Luke Lyons.
Nice tackle. I think Luke was the first guy that hit him. And there were 3-4 gray jerseys there for Jackson. Jackson's in a gray uniform with gray shirts, gray pants. The black helmet with the Michigan wings in orange, and a black number on that gray jersey with an orange piping around it. Probably wouldn't. We've seen worse. You can see these numbers.
Not good, but you can make them out occasionally. So.
Yeah, it helps when they're in the middle of the field like they are now.
Now here's some we can't see. Tecumseh, as Tom mentioned, struggling on offense. They're going to throw one over the middle, and that was not close. Quarterback Jaden Amaya.
Do you have his number? Is it 8?
Thought it was 3.
Jaden Amaya, 5'11", 150-pound sophomore quarterback.
That pass was miserably short, intended for the slot man. Second and 10. They run an option, and he's going to get a couple yards of Maya, and then a host of Vikings drill him back inside the 30-yard line. Good gang tackling by Jackson.
That's what I was impressed with last week from what I could see at Lincoln last week, was the gang tackling, because after that first drive when Lincoln went right down the field, we thought it was going to be a long night. Those kids did a very nice job, and they hit Lincoln pretty doggone hard last week.
You know, some teams you can tell, Tom, when they get off the bus, boy, this is a good-looking team. This wasn't one of them when they came on the field.
No.
And this pass is way overthrown. Amaya's pass was intended for Alex Lawson, and it wasn't even in the same zip code, and it will be a punt. Casey Wild back to kick for the Indians. Coach Greg Dolson. Low line drive kick. Scooped up 30, 35, Trader, 40, 45, 50. They throw a flag.
That's got to be a face mask.
No, I don't know. There was a block. Jackson player was trying to avoid it. I think this guy, the same guy that didn't call.
You're right. Yeah, it's a block in the back. That was Orlando Orlando Trader again. Well, he had a great night. He had a great night doing just that last week at Lincoln when we saw him.
Yeah, good kick returner. That was a real chintzy call by that same official that did not call that penalty right in front of him. For grabbing up around the neck area. And what the Jackson blocker saw that he was going to run into that kid, and he let up and stopped. I don't know. He might have brushed him. And here's Bush. Faking, looking, rolling. Going to run 40, 45, puts his head down. Good run by Noah Bush up to the 50-yard line.
Noah's really got in the weight room, and I stopped and talked with him last week as we were leaving their game over in Ipsy. And he came up and spoke, and he's a great kid, and he has got in the weight room, and he is a big, big, strong kid. He's a heck of a baseball player. He played a couple of years now for Coach Dave Nearpass, and he'll have his senior season for new head coach Chris Hoover.
And he's alone in the backfield. They spread the field with five. And Bush, oh, he's drilled in the backfield, Bush. And he struggles back to the line of scrimmage. Good play by Tecumseh in the middle.
Stitz came in motion. He was the wing on the right. Stitz came in motion left, and he flash faked. Kind of a counter little play. Stitz to the left. Noah Bush went back to the right. Didn't get anything. It'll be third down and three for the Vikings.
Cameron Davis on the stop right at the 50, and it's going to bring up a third and three. 8:45 to go in the first, 6-0. And Riley drilled behind the line. Wow, he got pounded for a rare loss for Dorian Riley.
Tecumseh's really cheating defensively. They've got everybody up. There's really no safety, so they're disdaining the pass on that particular series anyway. And they cranked it up against the run.
Fourth and four, and you know Jackson's not going to kick. They're at the 49-yard line. They lead 6-0. And Bush has Riley as the lone setback. Back to throw, and he fires. It's caught. That's a first down. 40, 30, 20, 50. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Vikings.
Bush hit Cornell Taylor Jr. on a 51-yard touchdown pass. Very nice throw, catch by Taylor. Went back against the grain. It was 7:48 to go in the first quarter. Jackson 12, Tecumseh nothing.
51-yard pass. The pass went about 15 or 20. What a run by Cornell Taylor. Stepped out of a tackle at about the around the 20-yard line, and then beat everybody to the end zone. And with 7:48 to go in the first, the Vikings are up 12-0, and they'll come out in a two-point set with an empty backfield and Bush out of the gun. Fakes one way, goes to Riley. Riley beats a tackler. He's in for two.
Well, he sidestepped that force man from Tecumseh, and that's that shows you the ability that Dorian Riley has to make something out of nothing, because the force man from Tecumseh was there, but he planted his right foot and turned to the left and got upfield into the south end zone near the scoreboard and the school end zone, and it's 14-0, Jackson.
That was Devin McCumber, who came across the line and had a perfect shot at Riley, and he went around him like a rented mule and zipped into that end zone for 2 points. And it's 14-0 early here. Max Stacknick has it teed up in the middle. And let's see if we get the squib kick. Tecumseh has 10 players up in the 10-yard zone. And they just punch one this time. It is trickling. It is loose and goes out of bounds. So Tecumseh likely to get it here at the 35. Tom out of town.
4:54 to go in the first quarter at Western. A 2-yard touchdown run by Coldwater's Matt Gipple. The PAT kick is good, so Coldwater leads Western 7-0 with 4:54 to go, first quarter. Mentioned earlier, I don't have the final on that, but about 20 minutes ago, Lumen Christi was leading 27-0 at Harper Creek with just about 4 minutes to go in the game.
Action brought to you by Elrose Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Fuller's ChemDry, and our player of the game, OmniSource, and of course our title sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Here's a running play going nowhere. Just back to the line of scrimmage. Lawson, Al Lawson, second and 10. Tom mentioned a little sophomore at quarterback. Jaden Amaya. And he's looking at a second and 10 and down 14-0. And we haven't played 5 minutes here. He's back to throw it. Throws caught. Outstanding catch for a first down. And that was Lawson that made the grab. First down, 47-yard line. That throw is actually behind him, and Lawson really made a nice catch.
Garrett Ennis checks in for the Vikes. He'll be at that right defensive end position, that hero position. He replaces Bozeman.
Ooh, they try to run it up the middle and forget about it. Benoit Richards was there for Jackson and Colin DeCourt. Loss of two, second and 12. And the clock runs. 6.5 to go here in the first. They throw one out here in the flat. And nothing doing. There's about six Vikings there. And they lose another 2 yards.
I wonder if our crowd mic is picking up those two car alarms that are going off. There's two of them up there by the auto shops. In the parking lot, you can see the lights flashing. Now, somebody got the other one shut off, but that original one is still going.
Third down and 14.
You never see anybody rush when there's a break-in in a car.
Back to throw. Rush on! And he got away for a minute. Good run by the quarterback, and he'll get down to the Jackson 47-yard line.
I think Colin DeCourt tackled him.
Amaya made it. Really nice play there. He could have been knocked down back at the 35.
I'd say that was a pretty nice decision of him not to throw, to tuck it and run. Got back up into decent field position for them. They're across midfield to the Jackson High 48, where it'll be fourth down and 5.
Fourth down, they'll go for it here. They're down 14-0. And the blitz is on, and down he goes. Amaya hit for a loss of about 5 yards, and the ball's turned over to Jackson High.
They had four receivers well way out to the left, and it just, you just had a feeling it wasn't going to work for them.
And it didn't. And Jackson gets the ball at the Tecumseh 47. County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Northwest Community Schools, part of our group here tonight on WKHM. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. Ben Thomas running the press box here tonight.
By the way, the J. Chris Jensen, Charlie Janke's upstairs spotting for the PA announcer, and Ben Thomas, the J. Chris Jensen is tomorrow at Sharp Park.
What a move by Riley at the line of scrimmage. He's run out of bounds. Now he gains 4 or 5 yards there when he should have been hit in the backfield.
Hey, he's pretty shifty.
That's the difference between Riley and your Joe Blow running back.
Hey, go back to that Jensen for a minute. It's the cross-country meet. It's at the Charlie Janke track or cross-country course out at Sharp Park, and it's everybody in the county here tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Here's a miscue in the backfield, and Taylor ran right into Noah Bush, and he lost a yard. That'll bring up a 3rd and 5. Again, up front, Richards, Dangler, Kostruva, Roy, and Starks. 3rd and 5. Their normal starting guard, Dominic Simonetti, I believe is injured. The Dangler's done a nice job. And look at Riley. He drags. He's still on his feet. Got a first down. Boy, is he tough to bring down. People in the last week in the Ypsilanti press box were just absolutely amazed at Riley.
Well, we talked about this on Saturday morning, too, and you mentioned Lincoln wasn't they're not good. They're 2-4, but they're not chopped liver. That was a pretty decent football team.
They've got some good athletes.
Yeah.
They hit hard.
Yeah, they hit. They were scrappy.
They're not Tecumseh.
Yeah, right.
First down here. Bush keeps it 30-25. One man to beat, and he beats him. Touchdown, Vikings. Noah Bush ran right over the big defensive end who was downfield at the 10-yard line. That was Arbini, and Bush ran right over him. Tom said he's been doing some weightlifting.
He read that. That was a quarterback read on that veer. He faked and pulled it himself because he saw the opening. He read that two-zone defender and got, and then he made a terrific run anyways. So, a 34-yard touchdown run by Jackson quarterback Noah Bush. 4:05 to go in the first quarter, and it is Jackson 20 and Tecumseh nothing.
It is a rout. 4 to go here in the first. And when you key on Riley and Bush pulls that out, he is also an outstanding runner with speed. And here's Riley right up the middle. Untouched for 2. 22-0. Take a break. We're back in 1 minute. 22-0 Jackson on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And, of course, great to have Mark Konopacki with us all year here on WKHM and K105.3. 7-0 Coldwater in the K105.3 tilt tonight from Western. 22-0 here. Tecumseh back to pass, throws incomplete. Quarterback got just pounded. Just as he threw it, Seth Baxter, 6'2", 240, a junior, laid the quarterback Amani right on his seat.
And the intended receiver was Connor Steele.
And that was well overthrown, and there were 4 Vikings out there.
Connor Steele. I believe I'm reading that right. These are first names, last names, or last names first. Connor Steele. Oh.
Ugly.
That was Lawson. That was over the middle. Now, that should have been caught, but it was 3rd and 10, and he was right on the line of scrimmage. He wasn't going to go anywhere.
Third and 10 now after that incompletion. And this is
I don't think
not,
he wanted it.
Nah, no. Because
you catch it right there at the line of scrimmage, you're going to get nailed by all those big dudes in gray shirts.
Amaya back to throw. He is. Got rid of it. Nobody out there for Jackson. They'll get a first down.
Garrett Ennis almost had the quarterback, Amaya, but he just got the ball. Ennis hit him, but he was able to throw the ball. And Connor Steele, number 27 on the catch. Maybe it was 13 that made the catch.
I don't have a 13 or 32. The media guy.
I thought 27 caught it, but
Amaya going to be hit and right it got it back to the line of scrimmage.
Garrett Ennis on the tackle. You'll remember Ennis's father, Al, was a longtime football coach, head coach at center, Western, a couple other places, coached here. His grandfather, Brian, was all coached with us here at Jackson High many years.
Amaya, oh, hit, down he goes. He is dragged down. He threw it after he was down on the ground.
I think
the official's going to rule him down.
Devin Tyler, number 85 for the Vikes on the stop.
Two plays in a row for Tyler.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jackson High 22. Tecumseh nothing.
And third and about 17 here for the Tribe. 2:45 to go in the first. Little Amaya back to throw.
Oh, the screen.
Set up a screen. Intercepted! 40 and down.
Colin DeCourt stepped right in front of that screen pass.
Big Colin DeCourt. It looked like they set that up beautifully.
Oh, it was. They had the Jackson High kids. They bit hook, line, and sinker. Three of them were flying to the quarterback.
But DeCourt must have read that. He was right in the middle of about five Indians, and he had the football.
You try to set somebody on those screen passes. You put them right in the middle of that area. You're not going to get to the quarterback anyway. They want you to, so you screw that up by staying right there in the middle, and DeCourt grabbed it.
Couple good plays by Colin DeCourt here in the first half. And Jackson, a first down at the Tecumseh 37. DeCourt ran it back about 7 yards. And here's Bush, and he throws it long, and that is intercepted. And the run back all the way to the 45. That was not a good throw by Bush. I don't know. That's twice. I don't know where. He threw it right between two receivers.
Well, Jacob Alderman made the interception for Tecumseh, and we don't know where the receivers were supposed to break. So I can't blame it all on Bush if he was throwing to a spot where a receiver was supposed to be. But Alderman did make a nice grab there at about the 20 and got it all the way down to the other 45-yard line. So about 35 yards on the return for Tecumseh. 2:21 to go first quarter. Jackson High with a 22-0 lead. A
couple quick turnovers. And Amaya back out of the gun. Ball at the Viking 45-yard line. That was a good return. They try to get the corner, and they do. And run all the way down to the 21-yard line.
Jaheim Rice on the tackle for Jackson. Touchdown-saving tackle.
That corner has been wide open, Tom. They've hit three plays out there. Really the same area, that short little pass in that last series, when they had a third and 17 and got a first down.
And we did mention the Dexter, the dismantling of the Jackson defense by Dexter was many times it was the pass.
Amaya looks, throws caught. Jackson misses two tackles. They get down to the 10-yard line.
That was Lawson, got down to the 10-yard line for Tecumseh.
That should be first and about goal.
Devin Tyler, bottom of the pile for Jackson.
Good throw by the little sophomore.
At the 11-yard line,
1:57 to go here in the first. And they run for maybe a yard. Kind of a wasted play. Quarterback keep and really got maybe a couple feet. 22-0 Jackson, Tecumseh. Trying to cut into that lead here late in the first. And out of the gun. Quarterback looks and breaks away from a couple tackles, and he's got a touchdown. My goodness. Looks like he should have been sacked back at the 15-yard line. Not very good defense for Jackson. Then they missed another tackle at the 5-yard line. Very shoddy tackling by the Vikings. And Tecumseh. Pay dirt. On a 9-yard touchdown scramble scamper by the quarterback. Jaden Amaya. I've called him about 4 different names here, but.
Well, the what head coach Greg Dolson was doing is they're getting information from upstairs. They come out in a set, and it's much like Lou McChristie does with their defense and their offense. They wait and see what's going on the field, call it downstairs, and with a series of hand signals, Dolson changed the play at the line of scrimmage. Amaya took the play call then from head coach Greg Dolson and ran that, and they ran that play very nicely, and was able to get in the end zone on an 8-yard touchdown run by Jaden Amaya. So with 1:16 to go in the first quarter, we're waiting the extra point. It's Jackson 22, and it is Tecumseh 6. And they will go for 2.
Go for 2. The quarterback flips it out here, and it's dropped in the end zone. He had a man wide open in the end zone, and they dropped it. He underthrew him. So the score remains 22-6. And quick break, 30 break. We're right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington for the Tecumseh kick. So a pass interception, good return. Here's the squib kick, and that's recovered by Tecumseh. Not a good job. Jackson works on that all the time.
Yeah, that's what's disturbing about it, because if you come to practice here, they do that, and they know how to defend it very well, and maybe I can't tell you what happened on that far side of the field.
Well, they waited for the bouncing ball, and Tecumseh got there first.
A lot of times teams use different personnel when they're expecting an onside kick also.
Throw a little reverse pass on the side. Pretty good coverage by Jackson. They get about 3 yards down to the 45-yard line. Give them 4.
Garrett Ennis, again, Garrett Ennis on the tackle. I mentioned his grandfather coached here, Brian Ennis. His other grandfather, Tom Stobe, longtime football coach and administrator here at JPS.
Well, they try to sweep it, and this play going nowhere. DeCord again for the high.
And number 20, Detrick Reed, down at the bottom of the pile. That could be Dietrich. I'm not sure of the pronunciation of that first name.
Third down, about 6. Amaya stands back at the 50 out of the gun. Looking, throws it long down the sideline, and they throw a flag on Jackson.
Yeah, that's on Reed. He was running with him stride for stride. I mentioned, and Lou McChristie does this too, they get in a situation where they don't really have a safety, and it's one-on-one, and you're going to put your hands on them and try to hold them when the ball's thrown because you don't have any support. I'd just as soon see them allow the – it'd be a rules change, but I'd like to see them allow the defensive backs a little bit more leeway.
Called two – called holding on Jackson and a personal foul. So, wow, this has deteriorated for the Vikings in a hurry. They had a 22-0 lead. Looked like they were going in for another touchdown. And
well, I saw the defensive holding on the cornerback. I didn't see the personal foul.
That puts the ball at the Jackson 30 and a first down to Tecumseh. They just scored a moment ago. 13 seconds left in a crazy first quarter. Quarterback throws, caught. Pretty good yardage down to the 22, and that'll end the quarter here. Pick up of 8 yards. So after the first quarter, Jackson 22, Tecumseh 6, and Tecumseh threatening. We're back in a minute. WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Tecumseh tries to run a quick draw play on second and two. They did not get a first down. Might have got a yard out of that. And it will bring up a third and one. At the Jackson 21-yard line.
Well, Ennis again on the tackle.
Jackson jumps offside. Not a good few minutes here for Jackson. They have made a boatload of mistakes on defense. And that gives Tecumseh a free first down at the Jackson 16-yard line. Quarterback did a nice job. The little sophomore, Jaden Amaya, barked the Vikings offside on third and short. Now he wants to run it, and he eats it. Back at the 23 or 4-yard line. Garrett Ennis shot through there and knocked the quarterback down for a big loss.
As the rain begins, everybody's scrambling for their umbrellas.
It's a dry rain right now.
This has every indication it's going to be a soaker.
Second lengthy. Oh, the quarterback is torched. Goodness. And he is not getting up.
I think that was Bozeman off the corner. Number one, Greg Bozeman.
And the quarterback is just trickling up. They threw a flag.
They got him on each side, so it had to be something in the neutral zone. But, boy, Bozeman drilled Amaya, and it was clean. Beautiful tackle.
That was the quintessential blindside shot on the quarterback. False start that's declined by Jackson. And that was a loss of 9 yards, nine more. We'll bring up a third and about 25. Well, that was a perfect blitz by the corner.
Yeah, that was well timed.
And it looks like he's coming again. He is. And the quarterback goes down again.
Well, and that was good because Bozeman came to Amaya. Amaya had to step now into the pocket where he was met by two guys. One of the linemen, I think it was... Well, it was Tyler, 85, Devin Tyler, for sure. And I think Benoit Richards was the other one.
Fourth down and almost 30. And they will punt it away here. And this is returnable. 5-yard line. Is that Trader? He can fly. 20, 25, 30. Dives out of bounds. Up at about the 33-yard line.
Pretty good run back right there by Orlando Trader.
He is fast. He's a sophomore, and he's very courageous.
Yeah, and you got to be to catch punts and run them back like that. And that's something we've had some great running backs here in years past that didn't want anything to do with catching a punt. So it's great to see Orlando Trader do that, and it's kind of his niche.
Well, it seems like the offense hasn't been on the field in about a half hour. 22-6, Jackson. Here's Riley, bumps into his own man, and he is hit by a host of Indians at the 36. And that'll be about 3 yards. And we're down to 9 minutes to go in the first half. And here's Stitz on the jet sweep. There's a flag. And Stitz is all the way down. He got about 20 yards. Looks like they'll bring this back.
Stitz is a well-built, sturdy kid, 5'11", 180-ish.
Good speed. But just a rash of mistakes here for Jackson. Out of town tonight.
Yeah, while they walk this off, we've got a couple of good ones in town tonight. Tyler Pape has hit Mason Gillespie with a touchdown pass. So Western and Coldwater are tied at 7 just into the second quarter. I think it was one of the first plays of the second quarter. So Western and Coldwater tied at 7. And in the rugged Cascades Conference, Grass Lake leads Addison 8-6 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Second and 11 after they march off that penalty for holding. And that negated about a 20-yarder. On the jet sweep, here's Riley, and he's knocked down. Not much there. They've done a good job after that first run by Riley that went about 30 yards. They've shut him down fairly effectively.
And if you remember, that first run was outside, and they're trying to develop things inside now, and it's just not happening. The offensive line they've got to shore up those mistakes. They're letting kids go unblocked.
They're down in 9. And Bush keeps it. Gets away. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. First down, Jackson.
Now that's textbook running that veer option, because Noah Bush ran, he faked into the belly of the running back, and he held it for a stride, pulled it out, kept it himself, and got great yardage, crossed the 40-yard line all the way down to the Tecumseh 39-yard line.
Let's say this, too. Besides being a great runner, as Scott Farley told us this week, Riley is a devastating blocker as well.
But I think that fake was to him, so they all bit on Riley.
Here's Riley off right tackle, and he struggles down to the 35-yard line for 4 yards.
Okay, 4 yards on first down's a win, and it was the exact same play. They sent a motion man. This time, on Bush's long run, Cornell Taylor was deep motion. That time, it was a motion tighter to the line. But he gave it to Riley this time and went through with the belly. And Riley got himself 4. It'll be 2nd and 6 from the 35 of Tecumseh.
The senior at 245, Marcus Kostruva, out over the football. Out of the short gun, it's Riley again. Same hole, 30, 25. 20, 15, and they get him out of bounds before he gets in the end zone.
Now, that veer was run with the left guard pulling back to the right, and I don't think the left guard is Simonetti.
No.
Is it?
Dale Dangler.
It's number 70, I think, Adam Schmigelski. I couldn't get the number of the kid pulling.
Oh, Dangler was in there. But that does look like Schmigelski.
It is. When these uniforms get wet, there's something. The gray changes color. It's hard to read the numbers.
8-yard line. Riley running for the pylon. Touchdown, Jackson. Dorian Riley, 8 yards. And another one for number 21. 5'6", 190, a junior. Now, he came into this game with 1,250-some-odd yards rushing in six games. Over 200 yards a game. 19 touchdowns he's added to that here in this tilt.
Boy, how quick did he get to that edge? He got to that corner in a hurry and just stepped inside the pylon for the touchdown. 8-yard run, 6:40 to go in the second quarter, 28-6, Jackson.
Jackson runs for two. Bush keeps it. He's in. Untouched. Fake to Riley. They tackled Riley. He was happy to be tackled at the 5-yard line because Bush had the ball. It's 30-6, Vikings. And we're back in a minute on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. Tecumseh able to cover the ball at the 23-yard line. They're at halftime out at Western, 7-7 game there on K105.3 with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes on the call. A little bit of rain here.
A little bit, and it's windy. And the poor kids on the homecoming court are headed down for the halftime.
Yeah, there's some blowing rain here at the stadium. And the quarterback tries to run it.
I'm going to call that sheets of rain that are coming across the stadium.
Yeah, there's rain just blowing through here now as the wind picks up. It's becoming damp quickly. Tecumseh has a second and 10. And the quarterback's going to run it. After faking a pass and has a first down. Oh, it's really raining now. Here comes the little downpour. And blowing.
Holy moly.
Just sheets of rain. It's a first down. And this play hit the backfield at the 30.
When it blows in here, this is the best press box I've ever worked in, short of Ford Field or the Silverdome.
Personal foul on Tecumseh.
Think this crowd, Michael, withstand the water?
Yeah, that is a tough piece of equipment there.
How old do you think that is?
That's got to be 50 years old.
Your dad probably used it?
Probably. Well, that's the one we took to Ford Field, and we dropped it about four stories.
Hey, what's this we? You French?
Second down.
I went down and found it.
Second down and 30. They throw one down the middle, not a prayer, just a stupid hit by Jackson late. Just ridiculous. That'll be a personal foul.
Yeah, lucky that
you
thing.
You just can't do that.
Yeah, that mic, luckily it only went one section lower, one floor lower from the 7th to the 6th, and landed in an empty luxury box. I can't imagine that thing.
I think it landed in that lady's lobster bisque.
No, it was an empty.
But a good thing it didn't hit her in the head.
I had to go find some security guys to let me in.
I'd still be in jail.
I had to go check all of those booths, and he let me in.
Yeah, that thing fell about four floors, and that was a missile.
And the rain slowed down.
A little bit here. Second and 14 after they walk off a 15-yard. Just a ridiculous personal foul for Jackson. Now they throw an incomplete pass. This is not ideal passing weather.
So you do have Coldwater and Western tied at 7 at the half. Just before halftime, Grass Lake leads Addison 8-6. That's for basically all the marbles in the Cascades Conference. Grass Lake 8, Addison 6. And we do have the final in, and I verified the final, which was about an hour and a half ago. Lumen Christi did beat Harper Creek 27-0 to go 7-0.
Here's a pass down the center of the field.
Would you call that a prayer, hoping for another pass interference?
Not even close. Well, if you can't run the ball now, you're probably in a lot of trouble. Jaden Amaya just went back and threw it as far as he could, and there was nobody there to catch it. So Tecumseh will punt here on 4th and 15. This could be an adventure. Snap is low, and the kick is straight up in the air, and it backs up. We have got ourselves about a 10-yard kick, Tom.
And by the way, the wind is really, really picked up. Look at the flag in the south end zone.
Yeah, he had the wind at his back.
He did.
And that ball didn't go anywhere. So Jackson gets it, 5 to go. Here in the first half, the Vikings lead 30-6. In a mini downpour with the wind carrying this rain just about sideways.
Well, the good thing in a game like this, Jackson High leads 30-6 with 5:06 to go in the first half. The good thing about this is they're a ground-oriented team. They don't rely on the pass. But that's what happens. You fumble the snap. The shotgun snap to Noah Bush. He went to hand off and really never had the ball. But Jackson did recover it. One of the linemen fell on it.
Lost 2 yards back to the 45. That kick was interesting in the wind. The wind was at, as Tom said, it's blowing a gale. It's got to be 25 anyway. Blowing at his back, and that ball went nowhere. Second, let's call it 13. Riley has about 5-6 yards.
I keep waiting for one or two of these umbrellas either to get caught in the wind and blow away or to invert.
I will say the crowd was well prepared. It looks like
there's an inverted umbrella.
Yep. There are a lot of umbrellas here. Good day for an umbrella salesman.
I have mine.
Here is Riley up the middle. He's got a first down. He's all the way to the Tecumseh 21-yard line.
Of course, my umbrella's in my car back at your house.
Yeah. They're going to do you a lot of good here. 3 minutes and 40 to go in the first. And it is a wet Withington right now. And this, I think that was Cornell Taylor on the carry, and he got all the way down to the 13-yard line.
I'm not imagining things, but when those uniforms, it's a light gray for Jackson, when they get wet.
You can't see anything right now.
When they get wet, it changes color. It gets darker.
Yeah, you cannot see anything. You cannot see a number on these uniforms. They're terrible. Call Jeff Beal. Oh. I can't tell you, Riley's got the ball. Wow, good tackle on Riley. I thought he was going to run that in. Got dropped at the six. It's a first and goal for Jackson with 2:45 to go till halftime.
Devin Maycumber, number four, made the tackle for Tecumseh. Real nice touchdown-saving tackle.
He's the guy Riley ran around for that two-point conversion earlier. Like a pylon.
Look at this. Look at the umbrellas go now.
Oh, boy. And here's a touchdown. Noah Bush on the keep. They faked to Riley. Bush keeps it. And it is 36-6. 2:21 to go.
You sound like you're. It's 2:21 to go in the first half, not in the game.
Yeah, that's
your wishful correct. Thinking.
Correct.
Hey, we're fairly dry. It's beautiful up here. These poor people downstairs, and the poor kids—they're all dressed up for homecoming here in a minute. They've been looking forward to it
They'll
all.
Get
week.
Over it.
Yeah, but there it's yeah.
They love it. 2-point conversion attempt. Oh, walk in. It's a walk-in. Don't showboat that. Come on.
Was that Trader?
I think it was Orlando Trader. No reason to do that. Surprised the official didn't throw a flag on that. 38-6. Take a break for a minute. We'll be back. It's still the first half. A beautiful night here at Withington on WKHM Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Mark Konopacki and the crew at Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark's other fine businesses, we thank them for their support all year. High school football here on 970, 101.5, and K105.3. And they've got a dandy over there all tied up at halftime. Over there is out at Western and Coldwater 7-7. Tom, the big Cascades tilt.
Well, the other one, yeah, this is a good one. Grass Lake is undefeated. Addison is 5-1. They're both tied for first place in the Cascades at the half over, actually it's down in Addison. Grass Lake has a 2-point lead over Addison, 16-14.
Tecumseh still wants to throw the ball in the quarterback. Oh, he's tripped up from behind. In the line on keeper. And down he goes at the... And Jackson takes a timeout. Wow. Jackson trying to get the ball back. 1:51 to go till halftime.
I wouldn't mind getting the ball back and scoring real quick, taking a 30, probably 6-38-point lead into the half. Keep the clock running in the second half.
I'll bet Tecumseh wouldn't mind either.
Well, but he keeps throwing, which is going to stop the clock. I don't, you know. Hey, he's got things to work on. Tecumseh next week. Boy, they play Chelsea next week.
They'll get.
And they close with Milan.
Oh.
Milan is also 6-0.
Yeah, they're going to finish 1-8. And this is just. Not a good football team, let's just face it. Quarterback fumbles the snap, and he goes down and eats it back at the 17-yard line. Jackson takes a timeout.
That should be Jackson's third and final timeout of the first half.
Yeah, so they'll probably, well, it's third and about 12. they are likely to get the ball back here unless there's a big play on this play. As the rain has really let up a little bit, but it's still breezy here at the stadium. And it's going to get cold tonight. A cold, rainy scenario.
It's still only 61 degrees right now.
Feels a lot colder than that. Man.
Yeah, it's going to get into the 30s, 37 by in the morning.
Quarterback's running. Hit from behind again. And he is slow. He is a gutty little kid, that quarterback. He has taken an absolute beating here in the first half.
Yeah, Guillermo Baird on the stop for Jackson High, the fine senior linebacker.
Jaden Amaya. I think his nickname is Amani. They're just going to let the clock run down and probably take a timeout to avoid the penalty. And Jackson's going to get it back with about a, well, it's fourth and eight. I assume they're going to punt. You surprised, Tom, that Jackson's going through all this rigmarole to get the ball back again? It's 38-6.
A little bit, unless he wants to get the ball back and see if he can try to score with under a minute, which could, in all likelihood, they're going to win this game, so they're going to be in the playoffs, and you never know when you might need it. You might need it next week at Pinckney. May as well try it. I don't think it's unsportsmanlike or anything. It would be if you were doing it at the end of the game, but not at the end of the first half.
Orlando Trader stands back at the 40. That last punt went 10 yards. Good snap this time. This is very returnable. It hits Trader, 45, and he heads for the sideline. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Still on his feet, 25, 20. He is down to the 15, inside the 15-yard line, Orlando Trader.
At the minus 40, that move that he put on the first Tecumseh kid that came down and broke down in a good tackling position, and Orlando Trader stepped, pivoted, and just left that kid standing right in his... left him in his tracks.
Tom, it can't possibly be 60, can it?
Yeah, it's 61.
That's insane.
I'm still in shirt sleeves. Oh, boy, that wind just kicked up
freezing.
Again.
So the Vikings, they'll spot the ball right at the 14-yard line. Of course, 35 points, and we would start... the second half with a running clock. And they give it to Riley. And he turns the corner and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, but we have a flag. Gee.
Boy, when he turns that corner and plants his foot and heads north.
Holding on Jackson.
That is a thing of beauty. I don't know. I don't think that holding had anything to do with Riley's run. That
no.
was a fantastic run.
They weren't going to tackle him. Yeah, Jackson leads 38-6, and frankly, they've had just a boatload of penalties, a couple of real dumb ones. We're down to 37 seconds. No timeouts for Jackson. And Bush rolls. And he throws an interception. That was absolutely near nobody. And we have flags all over the field. And they run out of bounds. Boy, Bush has been way off throwing the ball. That, again, was right between two receivers, right to the defensive player.
It'll give them something to work on. Obviously, you're going to need this in the playoffs. And it's not, again, without stating the obvious, it's not a great night to try to throw. You can't grip it. You can't throw. The wind is just whipping through the stadium.
Pass off. 22 seconds. Tecumseh has the ball. They spotted it around the 15 after the pass interception.
Yeah, then that block in the back or clip or whatever he called it. And the problem with that, of course, is you got that field wide open. All kinds of stuff can happen. Somebody could get hurt.
And Tecumseh takes a snap. They just take a knee. They're going to run it out till halftime. Oh, we have finally made it to halftime here. And our score is Jackson 38, Tecumseh 6 here at the half. 3-minute break. We'll be back from the stadium on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Back at Withington. The band, I believe, is not... Of course, they would normally take the field. I believe they have canceled that portion of the program tonight due to the weather, which is not as bad as it was about 15 minutes ago. Looks like a hurricane blowing through here for about 10 minutes. And we played right through it. We did have two or three turnovers in there. And we sit at 38-6. We also have a long halftime here. I notate. 38-6. It was Jackson scored two touchdowns in the first 5 minutes of the football game and have never looked back. I won't say they've played a flawless game by any stretch of the imagination. Jackson's had a lot of mistakes here, and yet they still, you know, how do you argue with a 32-point lead? And next touchdown, they actually scored a touchdown that would have put us into a running clock, but the official felt he had to call a holding penalty there with about a minute to go, and that negated the touchdown run by Dorian Riley at the end of the first half, or we would be 45-6. Again, Jackson closes. They're only playing 8 games. Both Jackson and Lumen are off in week 9, if you can believe that. Jackson will close their season next week at Pinckney, and Pinckney's having an outstanding season, as Tom notated in the pregame. And then they'll get set for the playoffs because this win, when you're only playing 8, 5 wins will qualify you for the playoffs. So Jackson will get in. And that's how big that game was last week, the big road win at Ipsy Lincoln. So Jackson got a couple big road wins at Ipsy and Ipsy Lincoln.
Yeah, and that nonsense ends next year because it's not 5 wins and you automatically qualify, or 6 wins if you play a 9-game schedule. There are no automatic qualifiers. All of the regions will be the divisions will be predetermined, and it'll be by playoff points totally. The state will be divided into 8 equal divisions of about, it's going to be about 65 or 66 schools each, and you have to be one of the top 30, you've got to be in the top 32 in playoff points in each division to qualify. So they've also changed, there'll be no longer any classes. class A, B, C, and D after this football season is completely not used for any sports any longer. I think the only thing it's used for is the representative council. But there are no classes anymore. They're all divisions. There are no classes as far as the playoff points go. Right now, you beat a Class A school. So if Tecumseh were to beat Jackson High tonight, they would have gotten 80 playoff points. But there's no longer, it doesn't go like that. It's going to go 80 for Division 1, 70 for 2, 60 for 3. It's going to go 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, et cetera, by 10. And they've changed it. And you're also going to get points for playing somebody good, regardless of whether you beat them or not. So that's a huge difference. It's going to be a change, a great change, I believe. And it's basically designed to get schools that are close, like the two of them are, that aren't playing each other in a couple of weeks, to possibly schedule each other. Now, on the other hand, would it do Jackson any, you know, if Jackson could find somebody a little bit bigger to play, you would get more playoff points for playing a bigger school than a Division VII school in Lumen Christi's situation. So we'll see what happens, but they're not going to play each other. I think Lumen Christi has a seventh or a ninth game scheduled for next year, a nice little series coming up, and it's not going to be against Jackson High.
Well, let's take a two-minute break. This week in high school sports coming up with John Johnson, and we'll be back here in about 7 or 8 minutes or so, and we'll update you on all of the out-of-town scores. Here at halftime, homecoming at Withington, it's Jackson 38, Tecumseh 6. And we'll take this break and be back in just a few here on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
.38-6 our score here at halftime. All Jackson High as we wind down the festivities here at halftime. Tomorrow it is Michigan at noon. That's a noon kickoff against Lovey and the Fighting Illini from Champaign. And our coverage right after the Jamie McKibben outdoor show here on 970 and 101.5. And Michigan State, 3:30 kick. Be interesting to see what the weather is up in Madison. But it's a little chilly over there tomorrow. 2 o'clock pre for the 3:30 kick for MSU and Wisconsin. Tom's been gathering some scores from around the area and around the state, Tom. I will tell you, no score after one inning in St. Louis in the National League Championship Series playoff game, no score.
That would be at air-conditioned 45-degree Busch Stadium. It's still called Busch, correct?
Still is, yeah. Busch 3.
Beautiful, beautiful place. End of the third quarter now out at Western. Coldwater and Western are tied at 7. So a heck of a game. Coldwater scored first in the first quarter, and then Tyler Paypit, Mason Gillespie with a touchdown very early in the second quarter, and that score has stood. And I would imagine they have the exact same weather we do. It's only about 7 or 8 miles to our west. So Coldwater at Western tied at 7 at the end of the third quarter.
And that game's on K105.3.
The other game still in progress in the Interstate 8 is a halftime score at Northwest. It is Marshall 28, Northwest nothing. A couple of finals in the Interstate 8. Of course, Lumen Christi shut out Harper Creek 27-0. That game was played at 4:30 this afternoon at Harper Creek. And the other game was at Penfield, where Hastings defeated Penfield 36-28. Halftime scores in the Cascades Conference: Grass Lake led Addison 16-14. Manchester has a 13-0 lead over Hanover Horton. And also at the half at Vandercook, it's East Jackson 18, Vandercook Lake nothing. Several other halftime scores throughout the state. Montague, obviously Montague's, you know, we saw him in Ford Field last year. Montague leads Shelby 55-0 at the half. Up north, Menominee leads Marquette 21-7. Midland has a 35-7 lead over Bay City Central. These are all halftime scores. A good one with Clinton and Ottawa Lake Whiteford. At the half, Clinton leads Ottawa Lake Whiteford 21-8. Muskegon Catholic has a 42-0 lead over Manistee. A good game between a pair of undefeateds up north has Kingsley. They've got a 2-touchdown lead. Kingsley 30, Maple City Glen Lake 14. That's at the half. Also a halftime score, Grand Blanc leads Saginaw Arthur Hill 25-0. Williamston leads Mason 9-7 at the half. Ann Arbor, Saline leads Ann Arbor Skyline 49-7. A couple of finals besides the Lumen Christie Harper Creek game. Byron Center, it's got to be an upset. Byron Center beat Zeeland East 49-7. And Detroit Cass Tech beat Detroit Cody 49-6.
Two teams back out here. We get set to.
And you know what? As they're back out here, this is just horrible weather. And earlier today, they just had the halftime homecoming stuff. But there's four men out here on the chain gang who are here every night regardless. And you've got terrible, terrible cold weather, rainy weather like this. Tonight, Bob Trowbridge is working his final game as a chain gang guy for the Jackson High Vikings. This is the end of his 40th season.
Wow. Congratulations, Bob. Good job. 40 years.
And Mike Shuttler is at the end of his 30th year, but he plans on coming back.
Mike, a former linebacker here. Good player. Brett Harnes and Eric Marsh, the others on the chain gang, and they've been around a long time also. Shuttler for 30 years. But congratulations, Bob Trowbridge. He's going out in style in this weather.
So 40 years, unless we have a home playoff game, this will be it. And 40 years would take us back to the very first game in the refurbished stadium.
I remember a couple of years ago, we thought I think Jackson finished 7-2.
Well, they were,
or maybe it was 6-3, and we said, well, no way they're getting a home playoff game.
They got two. I think they had a home playoff game at 5-4 one year also because of the number of 5-4s that were added. And you are going to have 5-4s in the playoffs. You're going to have 4-5s. Remember when this first came out a few months ago, I came on the noon show with you and tried to explain. Because the consternation was that, who was it on Lake Michigan? Ludington was 7-2 and wouldn't have made it in the new system because they didn't play anybody.
Right.
But Battle Creek Penfield would have made it with a 4-5 record because of their five losses, they were to 8-0 Lumen Christi, 8-1 Western, Williamston and Olivet, who were both either 8-1 or 9-0, and then like Hastings in the league beat them, they might have been 5-4. But they played superior competition, therefore they got more playoff points under the new system. So you are going to see 4-5s qualify for the playoffs. But you really don't, you can't risk just playing eight games. You really, really, really need to play nine.
So we're just about ready to go here with the second half. Still just kind of sprinkling here, but it's really the wind that is driving the rain a little bit and making it, I would say, quite unpleasant to sit around and watch football. Pretty decent turnout from Tecumseh. I was comparing that to the Ann Arbor-Huron crowd we had here a couple weeks ago.
Boy, when you look across the field, even when you're trying to see the Tecumseh stands, the lights here, the rain coming down, it's quite a scene. That little ball boy doesn't care as he just grabbed the ball as it was kicked out of bounds. T-shirt. Kids can run around like that and not. I guess he and I are probably the only two in this place with still with shirt sleeves on.
But you're indoors.
But I am indoors.
35-yard line, Tecumseh will take it. First down. If Jackson can score a touchdown here, we'll get into running clock. Washington has scored a run in the top of the second in the playoff baseball game. So they've jumped into a 1-0 lead behind Anibal Sanchez. No gain on the first running play. Quarterback is the diminutive sophomore, Jaden Amaya. No, they have a new quarterback in, unless he... Oh, they lost about 5 yards. They completed a pass.
Was that 12?
The new kid in is Jacob Alderman. He is a senior QB. Boy, the sophomore just took a beating, Tom, in that first half.
Yeah.
I don't think he was, well, a couple times they had to drag him off the carpet, but he was a tough little nut. Addison has just taken the lead over Grass Lake in the Rugged Cascades, 20-16. Third, 14, they throw it out here. Oh, it's caught. They'll be about 2 yards short of a first down. In traffic, quite a catch, and a Viking is hurt.
All these numbers, I don't have an 88. He caught that, Guillermo Baird on the tackle. All that was in just a mass of humanity. I don't know how he caught the ball.
A little football luck there. That ball was thrown right in the middle of about five players. It would be a fourth down and one. And they're out looking at one of the Jackson players, hurt his hand, and trying to shake it off there.
Do we have a number two, Rex Pryor? It's bad enough you can't, the numbers are dark. They're small. They need to buy the big font.
Well, you can't see them anyway.
Well, the bigger font would help. These numbers are tiny.
Here's a flag. Motion penalty on fourth and one. Now they go to fourth and six.
You know, that's a style now. It's a real thin number instead of big enough so that it can serve the purpose of what they're for. See the kid over here to your left wearing the number 45 jersey? That's a JV jersey. That's an old varsity one from a couple years ago.
Right.
That's a pretty good font right there. That number is bigger than the numbers these kids are wearing.
Absolutely. And you can read it. These numbers now with the rain are indiscernible. Fourth and seven. They're going to go for it here with the senior at quarterback, Alderman. He's back to throw, and he fires, and it's intercepted. Nice pick by the Vikings out there on the corner. That was, looked like 13, Tom.
That's Devin Howland.
Devin Howland on the pick.
Devin's a 5'10", 170-pound junior.
Stepped right in front of the receiver on the slant. And Devin looked like the intended receiver.
Yeah, I think he's that linebacker and just dropped into the hole there just like he's taught. Made a nice grab. So, 9:56 to go in the third quarter. Jackson High 38, Tecumseh 6.
And Riley turns the corner, and he has about 6 yards down to the 45-yard line on first down for the Vikings.
Did you see Addison scored to take the lead against Grass Lake?
20-16. There's 30 seconds left in the third. That handoff was bobbled. Jackson will get a first down inside the 40. Down to the 39. Cornell Taylor on the carry that time for the Vikings. Richards. Dangler's back in. Dale Dangler. Marcus Kostrava. Jason Roy. Sarah Starks. Pretty good offensive line. Big hole there up the middle. And that is Riley. Look at him run. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Jackson. That is insane. He ran through about 6 tacklers. Not to be denied, Dorian Riley. 39 yards, Viking touchdown.
That was as good of a run as you'll ever see.
He ran through the entire team.
It was right up the gut. It was a give at 5, right in the A-gap, just to the right of center.
How doesn't somebody tackle him? Ipsy had about 5 guys there, and he ran right through them.
His vision, I mean, he's strong. He's got that good balance because he's a wrestler. He's got
built low to the ground.
Yeah, and he's 190 pounds, I think, or maybe even bigger. But, man, can he run.
He can run. And they try to run for 2 and botch the pitch here. But we'll stay at 44-6, but we're into a running clock. Thank the Almighty High for that. Let's take a 1-minute break. Jackson 44, Tecumseh 6. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ransford, Josh Ankrel. Ben Thomas on security tonight. And the clock is running. And it can't run fast enough for anybody in this building. We've lost a lot of the crowd here tonight. Took a powder at halftime. Tecumseh running an option. And a pretty good run. First down, he's still on his feet. That's a first down for probably the second best play of the night for the Indians. Out to the 39-yard line. And again, some shoddy tackling there for the Vikings. So the new quarterback is a senior, Jake Alderman. And he just runs it right off tackle. And he's hit hard. Good gain. He got about 9 yards. And then a textbook tackle out in the secondary.
Absolutely. Just the way you teach it. I can't tell you who it was. It was Cornell Taylor Jr. on the tackle.
Good hit by Cornell Taylor. Second down and a yard.
I wonder what, I mean, Alderman played in the first half, so it wasn't like Could Amaya possibly have been injured?
Could be. Here's a loss of, that was second one. They lost a yard. Bring up a third and two.
Just trying to go through my mind what, you know, possibly sometimes kids get suspended for a half for a violation of a team rule or something like that. But Alderman was playing.
Third and two from the Tecumseh 46. Alderman fakes and throws. Good catch, first down at the Jackson 48-yard line.
So Jackson's opponent next week will be Pinckney. And Pinckney and Dexter... Pinckney's really, Dexter's got them 28-13 at the half.
Oh, Jackson's offside by 8 miles.
So Dexter up 28-13 over Pinckney. Looks like Dexter is going to win that. They'll go to 6-1. Pinckney will drop to 5-2, and Jackson High will be over at Pinckney next Friday.
37 seconds left in the Western Coldwater game. Still tied at 7. Here the clock is running. 44-6. They run a jet sweep. And this is not going to go anywhere. Good tackle by the Vikes. They run the ball carrier out of bounds. That was a 1st and 5. And they gain nothing. Dale Dangler in on the play. There's our best play tonight. It's just the quarterback running, and this time he runs into Vikings right at the 40. Here's a late flag.
Oh. Of course, the penalty does stop the clock. The clock is running because of the point differential rule, but it's going to stop to administer this penalty.
There was a hit way behind the play, way away from the play. Another personal foul on Jackson. That's about 4 at least tonight. Overtime at Western. Coldwater and Western, that game right now on K105.3. That gives Tecumseh a first down. At the Jackson 23. Alderman back to throw it, throws it out here, and that is knocked away. Good defensive play out on the corner. Now that looked like Cornell Taylor, but you can't read any number here. No numbers are visible.
The pass was intended for number 10, Alex Lawson, and could have been Rex Pryor over there on that far corner. I can't really identify him, but
I think it was a safety that came over, and that I think that was Pryor. Now they try to pitch and turn the corner. Nobody's out there, and they get some good yardage inside the 20 to the 17. That's the same corner they've been picking on. It's like there's no linebacker over there. Third down, Alderman's just going to run it. And I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up a fourth down.
Whoa! Nice to see the Jackson defense kind of buckle it up.
There go a few umbrellas.
This wind is whipping.
I see umbrella inversion. Down here.
Oh, yeah.
The aqua.
Oh, yeah. That poor kid. Well, the temperature has dropped 5 degrees in the past 10 minutes or so. We're down to 55.
No, it's got to be about 30. Fourth and three. They drop the ball. And Jackson takes over. Thank you. At the 24-yard line. Keep the clock running.
I'm in shirt sleeves. It can't be 30.
Don't stop that clock, whatever you do. 3 minutes to go. Clock running. And the Vikings can run some plays here and run a lot of time off that clock. Yeah, overtime at Western Coldwater. And that's, I want to listen to that. That's on K105.3. Maybe we can flip over to that.
If the batteries in your radio didn't die.
Yeah. Oh. First down here. I think the Vikes have a new quarterback.
I think it's still Noah.
Is it Noah? And that is got to be Dorian Riley, and he runs for another 12 yards out to the 34. Another flag.
Number 44, Brandon Rao made a stop.
My goodness, the flags. This is just insane. Call a chop block. Oh, man. Of course, that stops the clock.
Noah Bush is still a quarterback for the Vikes. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Jackson High 44, Tecumseh 6.
Penalty takes it back. It turns into a 20-yard penalty. They had it out to the 35. All the way back to the 15. Jet sweep. Got a block. 15-20. 25 cutback. Orlando Trader. Good move by Trader. Over the 30. He may have a first down. They throw him into the bench. Here's another flag.
Yeah, 20. Number 20 from Tecumseh started that.
It's against Jackson, personal foul.
Of course, the Jackson coaches are incensed. Referees,
there's another one.
That's on the Jackson coaches. The officials, as they oftentimes do, just see the retaliation. But I'm here to tell you, number 20 started it. From Tecumseh.
Yeah, but Jackson has been just very undisciplined.
Right, and then what you always try to teach the kids is if you retaliate, you're going to get caught, and that's what happened. Now, if this kid got ejected, he can't play next week either, if that's what happened. And that's Trader, number 7.
Yeah.
But you saw the stuff he was doing earlier.
He hot dogged it earlier, and you just can't.
No, I've got no
sympathy. You can't play like
him.
That.
No.
Jackson just has not been a disciplined football team. They've had, I'm going to say, a half dozen personal fouls.
Yeah.
And now you get one on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And that was an excellent run by Trader. And this is going to go all the way. You don't care where they put the ball. They stop the clock for about 10 minutes here for this nonsense.
Did you see if he ejected him?
I don't know.
I didn't see the official's call.
There's a complete botch up in the backfield.
Well, Riley is not playing. That's very wise. Riley's got his helmet off. He shouldn't go back in.
No. Riley should be nowhere. And really, Bush shouldn't be in there.
And Bush is coming out, too. But actually, Bush just walked over to get the play from offensive coordinator Rob Dillon. So Noah's still in the game. Okay, Western scored on the first possession of overtime, but missed the PAT, so it's Western 13, Coldwater 7. Another flag. Was that Bush on a quarterback keep?
This is crazy.
Oh, it was Cornell Taylor on the keep.
Jackson's just they called the penalty on Tecumseh, but the Jackson player really was jawing with the official, and the official went over and warned him, or he was going to be kicked out. So this game is, let's just say, it's deteriorated.
Yeah,
this is not good. This can happen when you have very non-competitive environment.
Yeah. You also had the officials very clumsily handle this from
Taylor is loose. They'll never catch him. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown Vikings. Cornell Taylor. No flags. A miracle.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, there is a flag. There is a flag down at the 10-yard line. Why would anybody do any? Taylor was gone for a touchdown.
It was a mistake.
No flag. And the Vikings touchdown.
50-6. So Western scored in overtime, missed the PAT. Hopefully that does not come back to haunt them, Tom. Those PATs.
It's an awful night to try to kick it. Jackson's going to try to kick this one with a 50-6 lead. But in the Coldwater game, Coldwater's got a terrific special teams.
Kick is up and good. That's Stacknick. It was. Good job by Matt Stacknick. Kicking into the wind.
Oh, boy. 10-yard touchdown run for Coldwater's Cameron Torres. The PAT kick is good. And a final score from Western. Coldwater 14, Western 13 in one overtime.
PATs will get you every time. And that's usually when it comes back to haunt you, is in an overtime. So, heartbreaking loss for Western just in, and K105.3 here. It's 51-6. We're playing with a running clock, but we just had the clock stop for 10 minutes for about 3 personal fouls. As the game has really deteriorated. But what a nice run. Right up the middle, Cornell Taylor went, how many? That was about 84 yards for a touchdown. Here's the kickoff and the return. Out to the 25-yard line. And we have a flag. Go figure.
You know, these guys didn't call the horse collar tackle when in the very
first play
of the game, Dorian Riley got pulled down by the collar of his jersey from the back.
Is it 9 o'clock already? 9 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. This running clock has done us no good because flag after flag after flag after personal foul. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, West End Farm to Table, Superior Industrial Sales and Service. Lumen Christi Catholic School, Trips Auto Shop, and Ceramic Pro. Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Jamie Grace, part of our group here. Ooh, quarterback. Hands it off and down the sideline. What a run here all the way to the Jackson 30-yard line. Easily the biggest play of the night for Tecumseh. As they run one 55 yards to the Jackson 32 to end the quarter. Take a break. Back in a minute. It's 51-6. Jackson on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, fourth quarter underway. Tecumseh has the football, 11 and a half to go. The clock is running, and Jackson is up by 45 points. It is final in the Rugged Cascades. Addison has upset Grass Lake 20-16. Final from Addison.
Congratulations to Addison coach Josh Lindemann, who finally has that program turned around after a long time. Josh taught here at Jackson High with me for a great many years. Good man. He's a Hudson kid that's coaching at Addison. How unlikely is that? I think he's also the AD at Addison now for the Panthers, and that's a heck of a win to knock off basically the king, which is Grass Lake.
Here's a ball loose on the carpet. Still loose. Jackson picks it up. Fumble recovery at the 35-yard line.
I know you keep looking at that clock. It is still running.
Keep it going. I can't believe the amount of people that are still here sitting in this cold rain.
Yeah. How's tomorrow? Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny.
Clearing in the afternoon.
I wouldn't see.
But cool.
I'd love it to be cool.
Jackson, new quarterback, slips up to the 45. Greg Bozeman.
That's number one, Greg Bozeman. Yeah, I wouldn't remember last week Bozeman had that touchdown run to wrap up the Vikings scoring. Wouldn't mind seeing it be it nice and cool tomorrow at Sharp Park on the Charlie Janke cross country course for the J. Chris Jensen Memorial track meet, or cross country meet, I should say. Gets underway at 1 o'clock. They'll have a junior high race, a JV race, and then the varsity races, and it's quite a celebration towards the end of the season for the cross-country community. Bozeman on that pretty good little fake. They faked it to the right side. He kept it on that belly to the left. Got himself a first down for Jackson. We're down to under 9 minutes to go in the game. Jackson High leads 51-6. The other thing I wouldn't mind seeing, Greg, is a night like this in Notre Dame Stadium tomorrow night with Southern Cal coming to town. because they wouldn't want anything to do with this cold, wet weather.
It'll be a blowout. 50-45-40. Pickup of about five there. That was Cunningham, I believe. 26.
Ryan Cunningham. Now, you're not expecting a blowout like against Manny Jimenez's alma mater, Bowling Green, last week.
No.
That was like 62 to nothing.
What are they doing playing Bowling Green? That's insane.
Oh, the ball.
Bozeman drops the ball. He covers it up back at the 45.
Yeah, that snap really was wide. It wasn't any close to Greg Bozeman. Hey, what's the weather going to be like on Sunday? Manny's in Chicago right now. His daughter's running in the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. And I know it's going to be in the 30s.
Pretty decent Sunday.
Okay.
Partly sunny in mid-50s.
Beth Anderson, she's in that, 26 miles.
Bozeman keeps 50, 45, 40. He's got a first down all the way down the sideline.
He's pretty scrappy, isn't he?
Yeah, quick. Real quick feet. Clock runs 7.
Rain continues to come down in Withington Stadium.
Bozeman out of the gun. Oh, fourth and a yard. He'll keep it. 35-30. 25. Almost scooted right down the sideline. Got shoved out of bounds at the last second. The 24.
A pretty good play by the Tecumseh player. I think it was number 14, Caleb Ellenwood, just kind of pushed Bozeman out of bounds, or else he could have skated that sideline.
Fourth inning, Washington leads the Cards 1-0. Annabel Sanchez, a no-hitter through three innings.
You trying to jinx him from 700 miles away?
Yeah. Here's a run down to the 13.
I don't believe in any of those jinxes, but when you're in the dugout, when you're playing, that it is not brought up.
No.
But for a couple of announcers in the booth, you know, for those guys to not bring it up, that's ridiculous. But you don't walk up
for Jackson.
You don't
13.
Walk up to Sanchez and go, "Hey, out of ball."
No hitter going.
Now, if you were sitting behind the Nats dugout, you would.
Yeah. Did they stop that clock?
Indeed. Oh, they had a little bit of issue with the chain gang.
No, they're retiring.
Bob Trowbridge in his 40th year, his last game here at Jackson High.
Bumball! Tecumseh recovers. And they'll take over at the 15 on this very sloppy evening at Withington. Well, we'll have all the scores tomorrow. Again, Addison has beaten Grass Lake in the Cascades, a battle for first place, 20-16 the final. Down at Addison, quite a game. And in overtime, Coldwater nips Western 14-13. Both teams scored in overtime, but Western missed their extra point. Here's a Tecumseh run up the middle to the 25.
Chicago weather, Chicago Marathon weather on Sunday is going to be 54. Good weather to run, and I remember when you used to run all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, hit in the backfield here. And that will be a loss of several for the Indians.
Yeah, updated weather. It's still only 50, it's just 53 degrees, but it's clammy.
It can't be.
You saying there should be a wind chill in that?
Yeah. The wind chill is about 33. It is not a pleasant evening here. Hats off to anybody that stayed here tonight.
The band remained. They were playing up until just a moment ago. They're still ready to play.
Yeah.
Give Joel Shaner and Nate Heim and those music teachers an awful lot of credit for holding those kids together.
And we're down to 250. Jackson jump offside again to give him a first down. Man. Even though you win 51-6, there's
a lot of things that
there's
need
some
to be,
ugliness here.
Yeah, it needs to be addressed.
Personal fouls up the wazoo, and just a rash of penalties in this game. Oh, big hit on the quarterback. He was dropping back to pass. And a deluge of gray uniforms, of which numbers you cannot identify, hit the quarterback. County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title, Fuller's ChemDry, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Elrose Steel, and OmniSource, part of our group here.
Alderman's pass intended for number 8, Brendan Bagby, is incomplete.
Well, Greg, in the SEC White, Chelsea has clinched a share of the league title with a 55-0 win against Adrian, and they can clinch it next week with a win against Tecumseh.
Oh, save the equipment.
Yeah.
Man. Oh. We're down to just over a minute to go. Tecumseh going to throw the ball. And that is dropped right through the hands of the intended target.
So with Chelsea's win, they've wrapped up at least a share. And then Dexter is beating Pinckney. If that holds, Dexter will be in second place. Jackson High and Pinckney will be tied for third. So that'll be the battle for third place next week in the SEC White.
Fourth down here. There's really one play left. Clock has run down to 25 seconds. And they run it for a first down. That was 4th and 15. They ran right up the middle. And a first down, but the clock's going to run out. And no more plays here. Final score, Jackson 51, Tecumseh 6. 1 minute break. We'll be back and wrap it up on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Back here with Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, 51-6. Jackson goes to 5-2. Clinch a spot in the playoffs. with the win tonight. And some big games around, Tom. Let's run them down. We'll have all the scores tomorrow, 8 to 10 o'clock.
Well, in the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi beat Harper Creek 27 to nothing. Hastings beat Penfield 36 to 28. Heartbreaking loss for Western. Coldwater did beat Western in overtime 14 to 13. Western scored first in the first overtime, but missed the PAT. And I'm not sure if it was a missed kick or a missed run. I would imagine it was a missed kick from what we got our information from. And then Coldwater scored on a 10-yard run and kicked the PAT to win 14-13. So with that win, Lumen Christi has a share of the Interstate 8. Coldwater in the league is 5-1. If Lumen Christi loses next week to Penfield, which isn't going to happen, but if Lumen Christi were to lose and Coldwater were to win next week, then you would have a tie. But anyways, Lumen Christi's got at least a share of that league. They've got a share of the league championship, so that will be in Lumen Christi's complete control next week. The other score I don't have a final on, but Marshall led Northwest 28-0 at the half. In the SEC White, Chelsea beat Adrian 55-0, so Chelsea wrapped up a share of the SEC White. They can win it outright with a win next week at Tecumseh. And so Chelsea's going to wrap up the SEC White. Dexter had a 28-13 lead over Pinckney, and I have nothing on the Lincoln at Ipsy score. In the Cascades, it was Addison coming. Basically, they trailed the whole game. They were behind 8-6, 16-14. They scored late and won. Addison beat Grass Lake 20-16 to take the lead, and well, with just one league game left, they've got at least a share of the league then. So Addison beats Grass Lake 20-16.
Our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game, Noah Bush, Jackson's fine quarterback. From Fuller's Chem Dry, it's a trip to Schlenker's for lunch for Noah Bush, our Fuller Chem Dry player of the game. Again, Jackson closes next week at Pinckney. Again, all the scores tomorrow, 8 to 10, on 970, 101.5 FM, and ESPN, 101.9 FM. Again, a route here at Withington. Our final, Jackson 51, Tecumseh 6. For Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.